Hello, welcome to the inaugural episode of the Nerdament Podcast.
Oh, that's big.
I would.
Aaron, he has a massive bulge.
Ooh, toaster strudel.
I don't want a yoga ball. I can't keep balance.
So the nuns are dead.
We'll talk about Zerg another time.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I am here, as per usual, with
Aaron
and Victoria.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, we all here. And yeah, we do sound different because we actually have professional microphones now.
Yeah, maybe me and Hayden will finally be the same volume.
Maybe. Doubt it, though.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Victoria's always had her own microphone, but Aaron and I have our own microphones now.
We just have to share our microphone.
Yeah, we used to be sitting like right next to each other.
Yeah.
That wasn't ideal.
No,
but we remedied that. Thank you, stimulus check.
Yes.
So yeah, and then hopefully we'll just sound more professional now. So that's the goal, anyways. How's everybody doing? How's the last week been for everybody?
Oh, it's a very solemn moment. We have to kind of get it all, you know.
What? The last week? What did you do in the last week, Aaron?
I went hard.
Yeah. Victoria, how was your last week?
I don't really remember it, if I'm being honest.
It's all a blur.
That's a lot of alcohol.
No, I just said it was last week. I don't remember.
Everybody watch Invincible?
Oh, dude, yes.
Victoria, I know you watched Invincible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what do you feel about it? How do you feel?
I liked it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I enjoyed it. There were some parts that were... I'm not going to talk about it because
it just came out.
Other people need to see it. But overall, as a show, I thought it was good.
Did you remember that we had talked about Invincible in the podcast when we were watching it and stuff?
No, I did remember that because I remembered. I was like, oh yeah, when we were watching it, I was like, this is the show that they were talking about. So I was like, let's see what this is.
The black hole of a mustache.
Yeah. Yeah, Omni-Man.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a animated comic book.
It looks like how the comic book is drawn.
Yeah, like the same art style and stuff. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Has a lot of famous people in it.
Oh,
a
ton of famous people.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Did you know that was... it's the first thing. Did you know that was Jon Hamm? In the first scene?
With who?
The, like, guard.
I did not, no.
Yeah, that's Jon Hamm.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I realize that now.
That's what I meant when I told you, like, there was a ton of famous people.
Dude, that was so weird. That first scene was so weird. Anyways.
I think it was just... We'll talk off air.
Yeah, we'll talk off air.
Because this is still new. I kind of hold back.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say... Oh, do you remember who he lost to?
Invincible?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Me neither.
Not off the top of my head. Wasn't that... That was back... That was the super chaotic episode with Hercules and Jaguar, right?
Maybe.
He might have lost to Hercules.
No. That was the Were-Jaguar.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So he lost to a DC character.
Yes. Was it the Flash or something?
I don't think so.
To the Instagram I go.
Yeah.
Aaron, explain to the people why we have been this bish.
Hello, everyone.
Aaron, come on. You have one job.
I went blank on my one job. It's been however many episodes, and I completely forgot it now.
This is literally the last episode.
I know. This is the last episode of the season.
Does that make you guys sad?
This of the season?
I mean, I don't.
Or are you, like, proud?
I guess I could say more so, like, proud, like, we made it this far, like, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the next season.
Yeah, well, based off of what the next season is, it doesn't surprise me that you would be excited about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Still not going to tell the audience what the next season is.
No, you're all going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Agonizingly.
Yeah. But you can actually watch the next season on YouTube. We actually have an official channel now. It'll take some finding definitely takes some looking to find it on YouTube. It's just the same. It's Nerdament. But since we don't have any videos out right now, it's so hard to find our actual channel on there.
So if you find it, I guess.
Good for you. Follow us.
Subscribe to us.
Yeah. You'll
probably figure out what the next thing is.
I was thinking that we have one episode or one video where it's probably just me explaining like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next episode, it would be like all of us talking about...
like a teaser for the
season? No, like a selection show.
What do you mean?
Like make us arguing about who gets in the tournament.
Oh, okay.
And then putting them in seeds. Doing
the draft?
Yeah, us doing basically, not the draft, but like us putting the characters in the tournament.
Yeah, I've already started thinking through who I'm going to try to get into it.
We'll talk off air.
Yeah, we'll talk off air.
Yeah.
But yeah, Aaron, continue. Why are we here?
Yes. For those of y'all that haven't watched this podcast before, one, I say watch despite Hayden. Two, me and Hayden created a 128 seat tournament about a year ago at this point, using the most powerful comic book characters from the top four comic book companies, Marvel, DC, Image, and Dark Horse. We set them up against each other. Me and Hayden present arguments representing our characters. Victoria renders the final judgment and doesn't really listen to us that much.
Yes.
And then we continue.
She's not even listening to us right now.
No, she's not.
I'm listening. I can hear you.
What did I just say? No, hearing and listening aren't the same thing.
You were literally just explaining what we do here, essentially.
Do you think we'll have to do that next season? Will we have to? Well, make Aaron continue to do that.
Yeah, I'll change it.
Fantastic.
But now we are down to the final, the last championship. With Black Panther from Marvel and Swamp Thing from DC. As per usual, Hayden will be defending the DC character, Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be defending the Marvel character, Black Panther.
It's rather fortuitous that we ended up with one Marvel and one DC character.
I was really hoping for it.
Me too. It would have been more fun and fair if we ended up how we ended up. So.
It would have been, if it was like Black Panther versus Spider-Man, it really would have shown that I'm better at arguing than you.
I think if you go back and look at like our total records in the fight, I feel like you probably won more. I just won more key matchups.
Uh-huh. I probably won more just barely.
Yeah, I won more as like... that I needed to win, you know what I mean, to get to where I am right now. So I got it done in the clutch, basically, is what you could say.
But I won most of the Elite Eight.
Yeah. Neither of these characters were first, or even second seeds from.
No, they're in the hundreds.
Yeah, they're both in the 100s. They're almost actually at the bottom.
Yeah.
We got 113 and 118. So there was definitely some upsets along the way.
A lot of them.
A lot of upsets. Hayden
got really upset.
No, that's not what I meant by upset. No. But you're not wrong.
I don't know sports.
We did get upset quite a bit.
Yeah, like Thor.
That was mostly
Iceman. Aquaman. No, that was Wally. Also Aquaman. Batman.
Didn't Aquaman beat Wally?
Spider-Man.
Aaron.
What?
Focus.
Yeah, Aquaman beat Wally, which I still think is not true.
Okay.
I still think all of them are not true.
Okay. Anyways, Aaron, is there anybody that you would have thought at the beginning of this should have been in the finale?
Should have been? Well, the other member of the Final Four that Black Panther beat was Franklin Richards, who I called out, if you listen to our past episodes, I called out would be the number one champion. And now I'm defending his guy who beat him. So I can live with the fact that he beat the guy I thought would win.
Mm.
I can get behind that.
Okay. I mean, was there anybody you were, other than Spider-Man, that you were hoping would make a deep run and kind of stick around so you can continue to talk about them?
I mean, I expected, I wanted Donatello to go on.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because Donatello's actually like an interesting.
He lost to Wonder Woman in the first round.
It was a terrible bout of luck
for Aaron. Donatello. He got fucked up.
Yeah, he did. But I liked I told y'all back then. I just wanted y'all to respect the boy. By the way, we are talking about Donatello from TMNT.
Yeah, but like a cyborg version of him.
Because Image wants to be angsty.
Angsty. That makes sense. But yeah. Like, you wanted him to beat. You thought he. Did you think he had any chance of winning?
Against Wonder Woman?
Yes. Okay.
I wanted him to get an easier matchup and then get further in. I also wanted Jack in the Box.
Ah, yeah.
Jack in the Box from.
That was a good character.
Yeah, from Image Comics.
Mike Jack in the Box.
It's like Joker if he was like Batman.
But not Batman Who Laughs.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not that one.
But like more like lighthearted and stuff. Like gadgets, but also like the Joker kind of appearance. It's really interesting. Check him out. He's from Image.
Also, that basically means he just kind of looks like a clown.
Yeah, he looks like a clown with like stilts and stuff.
Yeah, the sad thing is that he doesn't currently have his own comic, right? He's kind of just like a featured character.
Yeah, he's in Astro City.
Yeah, but he was he was famous enough that Alex Ross was able to paint him.
Mm. That's where you get that good art from. The good stuff. Yeah.
And if you're new, Alex Ross, amazing paintings. Seriously, go look it out. He's love posting them.
Comic book artist that paints his panels.
With oil.
With like oil paintings.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, totally. Like in my opinion, he's like one of the best, if not the best, current comic book artist.
That's like skill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's a lot of work too.
Dedication too, because they're like full paintings.
That's why he's not on like staff anywhere.
Yeah.
They seek him out for like the bigger, what do you call them? Like series and stuff.
Yeah, like Justice mm-hmm. and Marvels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they seek him out to do that kind of stuff. Like he's not on staff anywhere.
Yeah. And if it's not like a huge thing, like Justice and Marvels, they'll have him do the covers only.
Yeah. I mean, he did all of that Astro City run. I don't know, like, what the deal was with that one, but he did all of that.
Yeah.
He did. He also came up with some of the characters, too. So
he did a run with Spider-Man where he just did the cover art.
Speaking of cover art, I'm like, I buy and sell, like, or try to flip, like, comic books sometimes. I found somebody on Facebook who had a limited print issue of Spider-Man Annual Number 1 from 2017,
mm-hmm.
where the cover, I showed you the cover.
Yes, you did.
Where it was like Spider-Man, and he had the American flag like draped over him. Man, that's a great cover right there.
Oh yeah, it was beautiful. And also the alternate cover.
Yeah, the alternate cover with Venom.
Yeah, he was in the black suit.
No, it was Venom, like as a symbiote.
Oh, okay, I forgot. I forgot the mouth was there.
Yeah, hold on, I got a picture of it. Yeah, the mouth was there, but it's like the Venom symbiote is like kind of crawling over his body. You know what I mean? Let's see, the name of the artist that did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The artist that did that. What is his name? I can't really read his name. Something Kane, I believe. Clayton Kane, I believe is what his name is.
It's dangerously close to Cletus Cassidy.
Cletus, yeah. It would have been cool if he did like a one-off Carnage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like a one of one. Like there's only one of them.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool. But nonetheless, we have brought you all here today to talk about one thing. And it's not comic art. It's not, I don't know, what else, whatever
tater
else.
Tater tots,
Oreos, boats, nuns. Anything that we've talked about on this podcast
in
the last 50-something episodes.
Zerg.
It's not
black
that.
Black hole of a
wait,
mustache.
Wait, can I talk about Zerg yet?
No.
No.
We'll do that in season 6.
Season 6 of Toy Story.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered
it's just, you can't even get it out. Yeah, cough on your own time, Aaron. We're on a podcast.
Sorry, you know, I just couldn't do it.
Mm. Have you ever wondered which Toy Story character would win in a fight?
Rex, not having it.
No, he's got too short arms.
Unless it's definitely a good
it is 100% Buzz Lightyear all the what about way.
Woody?
I said what I said.
Woody doesn't know what to do with his limbs.
Maybe Bo Peep.
Bo Peep.
Bo Peep. She got a weapon, right?
She's ready to F people up.
Yeah. She got a weapon. She got like a ranged weapon.
I mean, yes, but like, how did we get here?
Zerg.
Aaron. Aaron started coughing, so I had to continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but damn it, we got distracted. When I was in the middle of literally saying why we're not here to get distracted, we're here to do some work.
We cannot guarantee that we're not going to get distracted again.
And end this almost 1 year long tournament that we've had going on.
We're like wow. 2 months. Is June 4th. I checked it.
Yeah. No, June 1st.
June 1st? Oh, June yeah. That 1st? Was the...
The first June. The first episode aired on June 1st.
Mm. Number episode 1 aired on June 4th.
Yes. Wow. Introductory episode was the first. But we have business to attend to.
Yes.
Business. Let's get this show on the road.
Yes. Road shows.
Aaron?
Yeah. You want me to start?
No, I have the lower seat. I'll go first.
Okay.
For the away team.
Wait, can I guess?
The character?
Yeah.
You brought them
here. You
It's because of you that
it's
he's
been
here.
Seven rounds. We've talked about these people seven times.
No. I don't think you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, so I want to guess which of the two is the lower seed. Like, I know what two is. I'm not that dumb. Oh, guys.
Yeah. I was about to throw an outrage.
And it's like, you have no idea what we're doing here, do you?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to guess some random character.
Okay. Spider-Man's in here.
Who is the lower seed?
Okay, I'm going to say...
Miles is having a bad dream.
Oh no, booty.
Morales?
No.
No, the doll.
Morales dude Neely, also known as the big booty boy.
Yes.
Or my
beef boy.
Beef man.
I'm working on Les Mis. Like Les Mis, but just Les Mis.
Lame. That's lame, like, for sure.
L-E-S. It's like I mess around with his name. L-E-S-M-I. Les Mis.
Anyways, who is the lower seed?
I'm going to say it is, not me brain farting.
This is ironic, isn't it?
You forgot the character.
It was literally
who
in my head.
Who are we talking about in this episode?
Okay, I know that in
she
this.
She doesn't know.
I do know. It's Swamp Thing and Black Panther.
Yes.
That's the
yes.
two people.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the lower seed is Swamp Thing.
That's correct.
Correct.
Oh, hey.
Also, Hayden said it. Hayden said he has the character.
Yeah, I have the character I'm going first, and it's a DC character.
Oh.
So you can use context clues.
Yeah, this is only one of Hayden's favorite characters still in.
I don't really listen, though.
What?
I don't really listen, though, so.
Yeah, that's true.
At least she admitted it.
Yeah. I mean, it took you. We saw how long it took her to remember who was even in this episode.
Yeah, it took her 10 seconds to blank out.
Just she had to reboot.
Just talk about Swamp Thing now. I'm not a robot. Just talk about
I have Swamp Thing. He's coming out of the part of the tournament that had a bunch of my favorite characters in him. He's the last of one of my favorite characters. So, great TV show. 7 foot tall. 600 pounds. Made of plant material.
Weighing in at
600 pounds, able to run at like incredible speeds. He's basically like a rhinoceros.
Wow.
That can stop and turn and stuff on its own.
Weird flex, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Fully, his entire body can be reconstructed from pretty much nothing. He can take out like loads and loads of damage and be completely fine. He has reality warping powers. He is the king, like leader of an entire dimension that he has full control over, that basically controls all of life. And he is so feared and respected by characters in the DC universe that they don't even step to him, including like, you know, characters like the Devil or some interdimensional beings and stuff. They know that he's there, so they're going to actively avoid him. He's defeated Wonder Woman and Superman at the same time. Defeated Batman in one move. Pretty serious character we got here. Aaron, your guy.
At a height of 6 feet and weighing it at...
He's only 6 feet tall?
I know, it's crazy, right?
I was going to guess 6'2".
Yeah, same. 2 inches matters.
Moving on.
Coming in at 6 feet and weighing it at 185 pounds, I have T'Challa.
185.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like my size.
Yeah. Except you're not 6 foot.
I'm pretty close.
He likes to...
I'm 6 foot on a good day.
Sometimes you know that old adage.
Yep.
Close only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and height.
Exactly. In height, you can like round up about 3 inches.
I can round up about 3 feet.
If I could round up by 3 feet, then I'd be really
tall. Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
You're already tall for a lady.
Stop saying that. Women are tall.
You've said that yourself. You've said, I'm tall for a lady.
That's because
as a straight white man, I'm not allowed to say that.
Shut up. Okay, let me talk.
Knock it off.
Let me say the things that need to be said. Listen here. Men my entire life have told me I was tall for a lady. So this is why I think I am tall for a lady. Because men are
tall. I mean, you're pretty tall for a lady.
So you're just going to keep it going. You're just going to continue to be that man. Fine, whatever.
You're almost as tall as I am.
You're short.
I'm not that short. We just discussed this. I'm almost 6 feet tall.
We're not even here to talk about you. Can we get back on topic?
Yeah.
I have T'Challa. The Black Panther.
How tall is he?
6 foot.
Wow.
How much does he weigh?
185 pounds.
So he's like the same size as one of your co-hosts?
No.
No.
Yeah, like Victoria.
Yes, because I'm tall for a lady. Yeah.
6 feet?
185 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go to the gym a lot?
Black Panther.
I lift weights.
You lift weights?
Yeah, I lift.
Oh.
Okay. What's the most you've lifted?
Yeah, what's your max?
Yeah.
What's your max at, bro?
Well, currently I can lift 2 Feenies. So.
So no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Don't lie to the audience.
So Feeny and Miles?
No, just...
That's 120 pounds between the two of them?
No one can lift Miles.
I can lift Miles. I've done it on multiple occasions.
No.
How can you... And what way are you trying to lift these dogs?
We're supposed to do a championship.
Hold on. What way? Are you like squatting them? Or are you like deadlifting them? Or...
Are they complying?
Well, seeing
as... Yeah, are they complying?
Or are they trying to fight to get out?
Mm. No, they're docile while I'm trying to lift them.
They're not squirming around, you know?
No, not squirming at all. Also,
where's their center of gravity?
I don't really know. That's not a question for me to ask them. But anyway...
Miles is in his thighs.
Phoenix, what's her center of gravity? She's asleep.
Leave her that way. But anyway, since I am lifting 2 Feenies, that would mean it would be a deadlift style. Because there's...
Did you put them on the end of a bar?
Yes. Yes.
How much does the bar weigh?
I don't really weigh the bar. I just lift it.
Standard weight?
Yeah, standard bar.
45 pounds.
45 pounds?
Or 25 if you're going like lower.
It's like 3 Feenies then? Yeah. Or are you putting half a Feeny on each side?
Well, I mean, I don't split her in half. That would be cruel and unusual punishment.
So you're doing like 3 Feenies.
What'd she even do to get punished?
So the
she does a lot to get punished.
Yeah. Okay. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You got 1 Feeny on each side, and yes. Then you got like a, you got the bar, which is made out of Feeny.
That would be no. It's just a normal bar, and like, think of it this way. Okay.
You turned a dog into a bar.
No, it's a normal bar.
I'm just gonna go transmutation instead of other things.
I was thinking like H.H. Holmes style.
No.
Think of
it this way. There is a platform. Like, the bar has, like a platform situation attached to it. The Feeny stands on the platform. And then I lift the Feeny while she's standing on the platform. So
who's your spotter?
Miles?
Miles.
I mean, look at Miles. You tell me he don't lift?
That's true.
He's look at him. He must be a thick
boy.
He's just beef.
He's thick.
I feel like we're enjoying having these new setups. Yeah,
it's just, oh, yeah. We just like talking through the microphone. Yeah.
We're just having like stupid conversations now. Oh, yeah. Now.
We had 25 minutes and we haven't even started, or barely started.
Yeah, we're supposed to be yelling at each other. We're just like, yeah. Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron. Sorry for whoever came here for
sorry.
Yeah. The yelling will commence around minute 40.
Hour 40?
No, yeah.
We're not going to be here for 40 hours, no.
No, not hour 40.
That's what you said.
1 hour and 40 minutes.
Oh,
hour and 40.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys?
You said hour 40.
Why would we be here for 40 hours?
No,
that is over 2 hours. Yeah, it's over 2 days.
That's not over 2 days.
That's almost 2 days.
That's almost over 2 days.
Almost 2 days.
Aaron, Black Panther. Black Panther.
That is contradictory.
Black Panther.
I have to chaw. He's 6 foot. So 185 pounds.
Wait, he's 6 foot?
If you learn anything today.
I have to chaw that.
He is 6 foot.
No. Whoa. Forget the height.
Wait, how much does he weigh though?
I have to chaw that. King of Wakanda.
185 pounds.
The Black Panther.
6 foot.
The King of the Dead.
Are the same size as Hayden.
The member of the Illuminati.
What? Is that confirmed?
Yes.
He also hated the Illuminati.
Confirmed.
It was founded with him, Tony, Reed,
Reed who?
Richards, Cap, Doctor Strange, Black Bolt, and Namor. So yeah.
Continue.
Yes, anyway. Black Panther, even though the fact that he doesn't have, he barely has any powers. He has come through this tournament and beat some of the most powerful people of all time. He's beat came out of the bracket with Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel. Cyclops was also there, but he didn't fight him. I just want to bring him up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm doing that for you.
Thank you.
But he beat like Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, and he came in out of nowhere and beat Franklin Richards, like the most powerful character on this bracket, the literal godchild.
Hey, did he beat Doctor Strange and Franklin Richards in back-to-back rounds?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he did.
I think really? So. I think he did, actually, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so clearly he's no
quite
slouch.
Quite a Cinderella run we've got here.
Yeah. Clearly he's don't no slouch.
I didn't.
And I'm going to call this out immediately. Since we set this up as a fight with the characters being the most powerful in their mainstream universe, I am pulling out Secret War 2015 Black Panther. After he became King of the Dead, granting him necromancy, spirit energy construct, and hypercosmic awareness, and I'm pulling out the Infinity Gauntlet.
Wait, he can't use the Infinity Gauntlet in the fight.
Yes, he can.
Since when?
Why can he not?
When do we have tools?
Wait, what is your argument?
This is like the most powerful
can't.
Version of him.
Also, because didn't Hercules and Thor have tools in their fight?
Yeah, but they always had those.
Spider-Man had the symbiote.
Yeah.
Why didn't you use Spider-Man with the Infinity Gauntlet?
That was that because that's not in the 616. And he only had it for like one thing.
Secret Wars 2015 is in 616?
Yes. It was the collision of 616 and Ultimate. And the Black Panther in it was 616. You could have used Cyclops whenever he was Phoenix Force. I think you did, actually.
I tried to, but it wasn't. It was futile because of who he lost to.
Who did he lose to?
Yeah. I can't remember.
Silver Surfer, I think.
Somebody crazy.
Someone, I guess, who Phoenix Force was not usable against?
Yeah, maybe Doctor Strange.
So yeah. Could've been. Oh, yeah. I think it actually was Doctor Strange.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm pulling up Black Panther with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
So, and if you, in case you say anything about Thanos, that whole Thanos dark side thing, I will remind you that Thanos very much relies on his strength and power, and he's not actually that good of a fighter because he's a big guy, you know, he doesn't need to do much, just a couple hits. Black Panther is clearly the better fighter.
Yes.
Yes. So that's my opening.
Okay. So Aaron surprised me with the whole Infinity Gauntlet thing. Not expecting it, but it's just a bump in the road. We'll get there eventually.
Yes.
Aaron?
No, Miles, this is not
your time. No, Miles, this is not your time. No. Aaron? What does the powers of the Infinity Gauntlet grant Black Panther?
Please tell.
Ideally anything, but I was actually wanting to say that. First, you have the space gem, which allows him teleportation throughout basically anything. Gives him control over space-time.
Swamp Thing has that power as well.
Mm. But it also allows him to mess with things and how they go with space. You can see in Infinity War, it causes phasing. Whenever he phased Hulk into Mountainside. Then you have the power gem, which can be used to just straight up like throw fire and throw power beams and all that. But it also increases the strength of the wielder by 4 times.
Okay. Swamp Thing is extremely strong as well.
Yes. Black Panther also knows how to make strength useless.
Mm-hmm.
But it also increases all of the powers of the rest of the gems by a substantial amount.
Okay.
He has the Time Stone, the Time Gem, that allows him control over time, including chronokinesis, all of that kind of stuff. Paradoxes, back in time, forward in time, all that. Control over time.
Okay.
He has the Mind Gem, which gives him full control over telepathy and mind control and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically allowing him, like, substantial power. Basically, Vision's powers. But, like, on a much more powerful scale because of the power gem.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has the reality gem that gives him reality manipulation, something that he can use it once again to destroy the green if he need be. I'll get into that more later. I'll get into it later. Oh, and then finally the soul gem, which gives him
full... We've been through this already. Okay.
The soul gem that gives him full access and control over the souls of sentient beings. I believe Swamp Thing is one of them.
Swamp Thing is a sentient being, yes.
Yes. So those are the powers of the gems.
Okay. So only one of those gems grants him, like shooty powers. You know, pew, 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 pew.
Well, the mind gem also
does,
too.
That's how you choose to...
Shooty powers.
That's how you choose to say.
Yeah, it's badly worded.
No, for, are you four?
What?
Are you four?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. So, only one of those gems gives him shooty power, so the fight will also include hand-to-hand combat.
You can also use the Omni Beam.
The what?
The Omni Beam is what it's called when he uses all of them to fire a blast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we had a discussion last week. Or 2 weeks ago. How did Black Panther defeat Franklin Richards?
By getting behind him.
Putting him in a headlock that he can't escape from and then knocking him out.
Yes.
He
dunked on a kid.
Usually we don't condone, but...
We don't condone child violence.
Kid killed the gods, he had it coming.
So, that whole headlock thing, first of all, not going to work this time.
Yes, of course.
Because, like we talked about last week, Swamp Thing can transport through plants, so he could just, like, you know, and then, you know, so we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Teleportation is within Swamp Thing's powers. You know, I mean, he's a big tank. He's a tank, you know. He takes hits, regenerates, even if parts of him are destroyed by, say, like the Unibeam or whatever, he'll just regenerate instantly. Including an entire body, which we discussed last week, when Captain Universe was using his Captain Universe powers against him, to, like, basically, like, fire and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it disintegrated Swamp Thing's body, but then he just would regenerate an entire body easily. Mm. So, he can't be destroyed, like, that way. Okay, so that takes away, like, half of the... Infinity Stones. The only one that would actually be a worry for Swamp Thing would be the Soul Stone.
Mm.
Okay. But as you recall, sentience is not what plants have. Okay. So when Swamp Thing creates minions out of plants, they cannot be controlled or anything by the Soul Stone. And those minions would have the same powers, or the same like regeneration as he would.
Yes, but Swamp Thing is the one controlling them. And Swamp Thing's soul is...
deteriorating.
His soul is also controllable by the Soul Gem.
Yeah, but how can... When you say it's controllable, how controllable is it?
Like, whenever the snap happened and they killed people in like the comics and movie, all of their souls went to the Soul Stone.
I know that the Soul Stone is a house for dead souls.
Yeah, that and living. It can take in and grant souls, kind of thing. It's hard to imagine a lot of stuff to do with the soul, but it can take somebody's soul.
But the reason I'm asking...
Or also, I guess, make them pure, because Adam Warlock is also able to do that.
Yeah, so the reason I'm asking is because, like, if he is not close to Black Panther, how much control does Black Panther, with the Soul Stone, actually have over Swamp Thing?
It's the Infinity Gauntlet.
It's Swamp Thing, Aaron.
Thanos killed half the universe.
Darkseid doesn't mess with Swamp Thing.
I have a question. For those of us who don't have as much knowledge in the comic sector,
yes.
When it comes to the control of the gauntlet pertaining to the Soul Stone, like, can he think upon like Swamp Thing and like force the power to go that way, or does he have any control? Like, if he were to snap his fingers, does he have control over what soul is taken, or is it just going to be like souls?
He thinks of what it does and it can happen.
Okay, just wanted to verify.
So he can specifically go to Swamp Thing's soul.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so could Black Panther, with this Infinity Gauntlet, be trapped somehow?
Be trapped?
Yeah, like within the plants, like what he did to Wonder Woman.
You mean Spider-Man?
No.
Do you mean like punching through him?
In the comic books.
Like punching through him and stuff?
I meant like in the comic books, when Swamp Thing defeated Wonder Woman, he encased her in like a web of plants and vines that she couldn't get out of.
He would use the Power Stone to burn away the plants.
Okay. But that takes time, as we saw in the movie. It takes time for that to happen.
This is the 616, not the 1999999.
That's the only visual representation that we have of the Infinity Gauntlet working, other than comic books, when there's the time is kind of finicky in comic books.
I'm not saying like full Infinity Gauntlet saga, because that thing was way too overpowered. And in the Secret War, it wasn't as that powerful. Because if that was what it could be, then he could literally just free write. He turned Nova into toy blocks. So I'm not going to... It's not as powerful in the Secret War comic, but it's still powerful enough to fight God Emperor Doom.
Okay.
Who could rewrite reality.
Okay. So basically what I'm thinking here is Black Panther, you've seen how fast Swamp Thing's like vines and plant material that he controls, how fast it moves.
Pretty fast.
It's pretty fast. Okay, so if
Black Panther, Black Panther is really fast.
Yes, but if Black Panther even gets kind of close to any plant material, it'll reach out and it'll grab him, and he'll get out of that real quick.
Yeah, he can also teleport out of it with this space stone.
Yeah, but Swamp Thing is also a cosmic being as well. So he has some sort of spatial awareness. So he could kind of tell where Black Panther was going to end up. Because if he just teleports and leaves, he loses.
But Black Panther also has a type of precognitive awareness with his hypercosmic awareness due to him being King of the Dead. which he was King of the Dead during the Secret Wars storyline.
I was waiting for you to bring up the King of the Dead thing.
Yes.
Okay, so he's King of the Dead.
Yes.
Swamp Thing is the Avatar of Life.
Yes.
Which one of those wins most of the time?
Really?
In these fights?
Well, in those fights, it wasn't Swamp Thing versus Black Panther.
But what happened in those fights?
Well, I mean, what happens to every living being?
They die.
Yeah.
I know I've quoted this pretty much every time we've talked about Swamp Thing, but I'm going to quote Jurassic Park again and say that life finds a way. Aaron rolled his eyes.
I'm going to segue into Exhibit B for me.
Well, I wasn't done with the whole vine attaching it to anything. All right, so...
That was a good segue. Okay, you're just throwing out the window.
Yeah, we'll come back to you, Aaron. So the vines, they reach out, they touch him. He swats those away, and there's more vines. It's just a constant like barrage of vines.
Or he could just rewrite reality. Plant matter. All the vines are gone.
Those vines are...
Yeah, then he'll make more, but it's just
and
like...
he'll just continually keep making more. Okay.
Wipe them away.
Okay. Eventually, it'll be too much, and by the time... No.
Debatable.
It'll be enough to stop him to where he has to, like, you know, close his fist, because that's how you use the Infinity Gauntlet.
In the MCU alone. Not in 616.
The point is he has to think about using the Infinity Gauntlet to use the Infinity Gauntlet, and the Power Stone is not immediate, as we've talked about.
It works at the speed of thought.
And yes. You know who else moves at the speed of thought?
Thoughts.
Nah.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Swamp Thing.
Doctor Strange in astral form.
Yes.
Swamp Thing is not technically...
Through the green he does.
Yeah, but that, in the real world, it's slower than the speed of thought.
Yes, but... dude, he just needs to pop up. Just go... Swoop, and then back up. And then he's strong enough that one punch will at least stun Black Panther. He is, Aaron. And you know that.
Oh.
You know Swamp Thing is strong enough to stun Black Panther.
He wasn't stunned by God Emperor Doom.
God Emperor Doom is not like a weightlifter guy. Okay.
Yeah, but he was the most powerful being in existence at the time.
All of his strength was just coming from the Power Stone.
Black Panther's strength?
No. God Emperor Doom.
No.
All of his punchy strength?
No, it wasn't. He didn't have the gauntlet.
He's not a fighter like that, Aaron.
The strength? Are you saying God Emperor Doom had the gauntlet?
Yeah.
He didn't. He was granted power by Molecule Man when they rewrote the universe together.
Okay.
And then that made him the most powerful being, so much so that he insta-killed Namor and killed the Phoenix Force Cyclops with like the full range of the Phoenix in him. And then also, I believe, killed Thanos.
But he's not, remember. He's a magic guy.
Yes.
He's not a hand-to-hand fighter.
In that fight, yeah, he was. But yeah.
In that one, yes. But generally, he is not.
Yes.
Okay. Thanos was able to knock out Black Panther.
If you quote Infinity War, I'm going to throw you out the window.
He was able to knock him out, and it's happened in the comic books too. Black Panther has been knocked out before. Hmm. This is knowledge that is common. Okay, so I'm saying the Swamp Thing with one punch doesn't have to even knock him out. It just has to stun him, and then Swamp Thing will just use all of his multitude of vines to go full like Infinity War, but actually succeed in taking the gauntlet off. Okay, Swamp Thing somehow is gonna have to get that gauntlet off, and I feel like that's his best chance, and it's not that unlikely to have happened. I know you didn't watch Victoria. I know you didn't watch the entirety of his TV show. Swamp Thing's TV show?
No.
So he got more powerful as the TV show went on.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that he got wider and more, like, total control over plants. That they were moving, like, as faster than like, normal people could react to them. Okay?
Black Panther.
Yeah, I understand Black Panther. Okay.
Black Panther, his reaction time is negligible.
He is going to... The amount of plant control and plant matter that exists in our battle realm in New York City is enough to, like, eventually overwhelm Black Panther, because there's nothing that's going to stop Swamp Thing from continually attacking him with just like a continual constant barrage of plant matter.
Unless and it's something all written away.
To just kind of stop him until it's all written away, until Swamp Thing rewrites it. Aaron. So it's all written away until Swamp Thing rewrites it using the green, which he has full and total control over.
So let's go a little bit into that. Since the Infinity Gauntlet can erase a universe if it wants to, what's stopping Black Panther from erasing the green? Because in the Captain Universe fight, I went a roundabout way of doing this, because I said he was going to release cosmic energy, which would then burn the green. Black Panther does not have to use a roundabout way. He can use the Amplified Reality Stone to destroy the green.
Mm-hmm.
And just write it out of existence. And if it's written... Bless you. And if it's written out of existence, then Swamp Thing doesn't exist. And also, even if he wipes out a large chunk of the green, Swamp Thing becomes very, very, very weak.
Until he just recreates the green.
Which would take a lot of time. Because he's recreating a universe from himself.
Time in that universe, not time in our universe. Because he controls the time in that universe as well.
But even then, you're taking him as he's extremely powerful. But if that's written away, then his control over that time in that universe and how it bleeds in is not going to be that much. It's going to be substantially weakened. While Black Panther's control with the time gen will not.
Okay, so since I just said that he has time control over in that universe, what's stopping him from just going down into that universe and turning the time back to when it wasn't being rewritten?
How weak he is. If he's gotten rid of most of the universe and replaced it with the rot, then Swamp Thing is a lot more to deal with than Black Panther.
But you're forgetting it also hurts Black Panther as well to do this. Because Black Panther has life in him.
Yes, but he also has the soul to carry himself over.
Yes, but then he is, by making himself weak, he is also wielding one of the most powerful, one of the most detrimental weapons in existence.
Yes.
So it takes a large amount of his willpower to just keep that in check. What's stopping him by, if he weakens the power of life from weakening him, and then the gauntlet starts wearing away at him? Because that's what happens when you at least hold an Infinity Stone and you're not ready for it. Mm-hmm. One Infinity Stone.
But
and he's also holding like six.
That's also an MCU thing. In the comics, if you're worthy to hold it, then you're fine. It doesn't do anything detrimental to you.
Okay, so Black Panther is obviously very mentally strong.
Yes.
We've discussed this. What is something we've discussed at length for many ultra-powerful characters in this tournament? Is that they have weak, like, mental fortitude?
Yeah.
Okay. He is weakening the green, which is the power of life. Okay, in this universe, it is connected to the power of life of that universe because Swamp Thing is here. Okay, so he is now connected to that life force, which would make him weak if you were to, you know, rewrite it out of existence. Okay, and then he has so much power on a weakened life force that it's going to drive him insane. And it would actually end up hurting him as well.
He just has to beat Swamp Thing here, and then he can rewrite it back.
Until Swamp Thing stops the rewrite and then turns back time in that, and then we're just back to, like, ground zero or whatever.
Okay. Okay, so, source of Swamp Thing's powers is the green, correct?
Yes.
And time control, time, chronokinesis and all that, that's not one of his main powers, correct?
Not one of his main powers, no.
You can imply that it's going to take more energy for him to do it than to grow a plant and to teleport.
I wouldn't say that. I would just say that he just doesn't use it very often.
Well, I mean, it's not directly connected. It's indirectly connected to his being.
Yeah, through the dimension in which he is like a emperor ruler.
Yes. But say that this dimension was destroyed. Say that this power source was destroyed. Messing with time is a very powerful thing, and it's not one of his main powers.
Mm-hmm.
So it would, therefore, it would be stand the reason that he's not going to have as much control with it. And he's not going to be able to control time as much. It's going to be very weak control on time.
Okay. Until, like, it's going to be a weak control on time as it slowly gets stronger.
Black Panther, meanwhile, can stop time.
Yes.
And then leave it to just the two of them. If he wants to, you know, have Swamp Thing still moving, he can also just have Swamp Thing sit still. May I go to Exhibit B? In this year, January of this year, Avengers Volume 4, number 41, there was a fight where each of the members of the Avengers were given part of the Phoenix Force.
Remind them what the Phoenix Force is.
It's a power granted by the summation of all life in the universe in Marvel. All life that has, is, and will be in Marvel. And then they had independent matchups between the Avengers. Black Panther went up against Man-Thing.
Hold on now. Man-Thing is awesome, okay? I'd just like to point that out. I like Man-Thing more than I like Swamp Thing, just because he's basically just like a being of pure emotion. And then if he's like threatened or like scared or whatever, or he feels a bad emotion coming from somebody, he'll burn them alive.
That's so savage.
He's amazing.
For those of you out there that don't know about Man-Thing, Man-Thing is Marvel's version of Swamp Thing. Both of them
came out first, right?
Both of them were created at the same time.
By roommates.
One of them created Swamp Thing, one of them created Man-Thing.
They don't like each other very much.
Yeah. And then they...
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Because they each think that the other one stole their idea.
But didn't they like do it together?
No.
Oh.
But either way, they then sold
it. It's the exercise ball, I promise.
Then they sold it to their separate comic book companies. So it's as analogous as you can possibly be. That Man-Thing and Swamp Thing. Man-Thing is the nexus point for Marvel, meaning he's the protector of all universes.
Yeah. In a weird way, he has no thoughts, really. Like, he feels emotion, he's attracted to emotion. But he is the guardian of all of these dimensional doorways.
Yeah. He's the Nexus being, the one that is the anchor for every universe in the multiverse.
Mm. And he's great.
Yes. Therefore, Black Panther went up against him. And at first, Black Panther was just kind of embarrassing him, jumping around and stuff. Just trying to get him to not fight. And both of them had the Phoenix, part of the Phoenix Force, mind you. That made Man-Thing much, much bigger and much more powerful.
Man-Thing is already bigger than Swamp Thing.
Yeah, he was much bigger. Huh? Like, dude, I saw him, he was like bigger than the Hulk.
Jeez. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was like 20 feet tall.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is this the new Man-Thing that has like a voice and can talk?
Maybe. I don't know. I just saw how the fight ended. This fight ended by Black Panther realizing that Man-Thing was not going to do anything. So still while he was holding back, which we know morals are off here, so he will not. Sure. Black Panther used the Phoenix Force, flew through Man-Thing, and we don't see the end of the fight, but we see him talk to the other Avengers afterwards, and they ask about Man-Thing. And Black Panther simply says he'll grow back, implying that he burned him for long enough for it to be a knockout.
Oh.
Dude, holy shit, this dude's massive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, show me.
Look at that picture.
Again,
that's his finger up there in the top, poking Black Panther.
Wow.
Avengers Volume 8, number 41. the first matchup in the Phoenix.
It doesn't even show his entire body. It's literally just like a hand and a finger.
Yeah. And this is the analogous version of Swamp Thing. The closest we can get. And Black Panther beat him effortlessly. By burning him long enough to be a knockout. Man-Thing also has incredible regrowth powers. And they were amplified by the Phoenix Force.
Yes, Hayden. I'm going to stop this right now. I'm going to do something that Rocky should have done in Rocky 4. I'm going to throw the white towel. I give up on this one.
Oh.
What?
And a championship you're giving up?
You're giving up in the finale?
See, while Aaron was talking, I wasn't really listening. I just thought, you remember what Doctor Strange did with the time stone in his movie with that apple?
Yeah, he sent it back and forward through, and he killed it. Whoa! He sent it to where it was rotting.
He doesn't even need to do that because think of Man Thing or Swamp Thing. Think of Man. Jesus Christ. Think of Swamp Thing as the apple with the bite out of it. He turned it back to where there wasn't a bite out of it. Turns him back into Alec Holland.
Or to even just. One of the things I was also going to go up with this fight is that Black Panther can take the soul out of it, which just makes him a bunch of plants.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I wasn't even a part of this fight, but, like, they have prep time, which you guys never run over, so I was gonna ask about that.
Hayden didn't try it, like, bring it up, but I was gonna say, the Batman thing, we both knew Black Panther wasn't gonna get physical, but I was gonna say, in case Hayden brought up physicality, Black Panther would have known that Batman lost by punching and then closing it. Or that Swamp Thing knocked him out with one punch.
You almost said Man Thing too, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. They're so similar, I can't do it anymore.
I need to reread that Man Thing comic I have in there.
It's great. I think I finished it.
I like Man Thing.
But
Man Thing's a cool dude.
He seems cool.
In more recent years, they've actually made it to where he has sentient thoughts and can talk.
I think telepathically, right?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Because he doesn't have a mouth.
Hayden has a Pop Man Thing.
I do. That big green thing in there?
Oh, I thought that was Swamp Thing.
No, that's Man
Thing. I forgot it was not Swamp Thing too.
Swamp Thing doesn't have the tentacle things on the front of his face.
Yeah. He has a human like face. And also wings.
Huh.
And a crown.
Yes. Thank you, Phoenix, for interrupting.
Yeah, she's awake now.
We said Phoenix Force enough. You seem depressed, Hayden.
I am. This is a fucking terrible way to end. At least we got to talk about Man Thing.
I'm sorry that you lost.
I'm being
Victoria,
honest.
Yeah, Victoria, do you wanna make it official?
Oh yeah. So first things first, before I make it official.
I'm gonna say all the words inside my head.
No. I'm just want. Okay, shut up. This is my turn to talk.
Yes, sorry.
I kind of listened to you guys. Sorry. Anyway. So I just want to like wrap this up with a nice little bow. So when it comes to like both of these characters, I honestly think if they weren't in a fight situation, they would probably be pretty chill with each other. Like Swamp Thing doesn't really do like friends or anything, but I think they're like
what Swamp Thing likes is to be respected.
Yeah.
And
Black Panther knows how to respect people. So.
Yeah.
Unless
so I
they're
think...
Namoring.
Fuck Namor.
Yeah.
We haven't said
no
it. We haven't
that.
Said it this episode.
Yeah, we have to.
Fuck Namor.
Also,
fuck
okay. Reminder, not even as a feat, just I'd like to be reminded of the time Black Panther and Black Bolt tag teamed on Namor, and then Black Panther stabbed him, and Black Bolt used his voice to launch him onto an Earth that was about to explode.
I love it.
It was great to watch.
We're going to have to bring this in to the next season. Just every episode, somebody needs to say fuck no more. I know we're not even talking about Marvel or anything like that next season.
That's true.
Oh, you almost got close there.
I did not.
Did you?
You did.
I didn't know. I didn't.
Okay. So
fuck anyway. No more. Yes. Anyways, you were saying.
Continue.
Okay. Yeah. So like I was saying, like I think they would like have respect for each other. I think if this was normal circumstances, they would never end up fighting because they would just have mutual respect. But with that being said, I feel like they are both great candidates that have made it this far. Like, I feel like, you know, we did a great job, and that they were meant to be here. They're great characters. Now, of course, we've reached that point where one does win, and that is going to be, in this case, Black Panther. So, now that we've reached the end, our winner overall is Black Panther.
Yes. Which, our the tournament that me and Hayden did before this,
our pre-tournament that led us to wanting to do a bigger tournament.
Yeah, and make a podcast out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of that fight
was also Black Panther.
Yeah. That makes him the two-time winner of Nerdament.
He's just a great character.
God damn it.
It's hard to beat him.
Way to go, man.
Hey, if Spider-Man had beaten Swamp Thing, do you think Spider-Man would have had a better chance at beating Black Panther than Swamp Thing?
It wouldn't have been like a total god mode. It probably would have been it wouldn't have been Captain Universe and Infinity Gauntlet, because that's not what they're used to.
Yeah.
I would have said that it went with it would have been Black Panther versus Parker Industries.
So, is it still Black Panther, you think?
I have no idea.
Victoria?
I think it would still be Black Panther. I think it would, of course, still be a good fight there. And same thing with those two. Like, I feel like they would just have, like, great mutual respect for each other. But
they do. They really do.
Yeah.
One time, Peter went to Wakanda. And while he was waiting on T'Challa, Shuri gave him braids.
Oh, nice.
And then Black Panther came out and started talking to him. And they had a nice bro chat.
Mm.
It was great.
I'm kind of depressed now that I had to end it like that.
Yeah.
I had to throw in the towel.
Well, I mean,
my only time of throwing in the towel.
Yeah. That is true.
This is, if you're new to the podcast, go to the past couple episodes. We really went at each other's throat.
Yes. Like, everyone has gone at each other's throats here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
This was so chill. We had our own mics and we...
Yeah, and we just made us... So it put us in such a good mood.
Yeah.
It's very true.
That we just couldn't find it in ourselves to be mad at each other today.
Yeah, you can listen to this podcast if you need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a nice calming podcast.
Yeah, those of you sitting at home that haven't listened to the other 50, however many episodes that we have, I would recommend it, because we've reached the final and we have the final, like, we've decided who wins, doesn't mean that this is all that there is to this podcast. If you just want to, there's high probability that there is a character that you just wanted to learn more about. That we have definitely talked about.
We've probably talked very in depth about
including
it.
Including Dark Horse and Image characters.
Yes.
Like, if you just want to know more about Invincible, we have an Invincible episode.
That's also very true. We went in depth, especially mm-hmm. about his father's mustache. That was like the main point.
We talked more about the mustache.
We talked more about the mustache.
We talked way more about that mustache.
That's but it's a fucking good amazing mustache. It's an amazing mustache. Like,
it's
the pinnacle of mustaches, but anyway.
But yeah, highly recommend that. There's definitely more, tons of more like episodes out there that we have that you can listen to and learn more about characters that you've never even thought about.
That's very true. Except some characters that you probably don't need to know about.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, there were some at the beginning that were like really sexist. There's a lot
of Dark Horse characters. You remember Wildstorm?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Barely.
No, that's not her name.
That Wildstorm was the universe. Yeah.
Fuck that universe. That universe fucking sucks.
No, it was, through the Youngblood universe. I hated Young it.
Oh, Blood, yeah. Yes. Every time they came up, we were
they
just like,
they all got
one
fucking
of them.
Smashed.
Like, every time they came up, we just stopped and was like, these guys suck.
They
like,
got
I eventually,
destroyed.
I was supposed to be defending them, and I eventually came on to the podcast, and I'm just like, I'm going to be honest, I absolutely hate researching these characters.
No, honestly.
Witchblade. Her. That's her name.
Yeah.
You remember
yeah.
Witchblade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. She wasn't wearing anything.
No. Absolutely not.
There were a lot of them that weren't wearing anything. What was that one chick? She wore that, like, gray suit that was basically, like, a literal copy of, like, another character. But she was still bad.
I don't know, but it probably sounds like an Image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Image has a lot of those characters. They're like, is this a DC character?
Also, at the time, Rogue's first matchup against, I think, Destiny was the person's name, where I literally used comic artist being thirsty as the defense for why Rogue would win.
Dude, those early episodes, their production value is pretty low.
Yeah.
But the things that we say,
we make fun of
them
a lot.
We got some good stuff.
We also have a couple guests out there.
We do have some guest episodes. We have two guest episodes out there.
That is true. That
with Aaron Riley and Keaton Goss.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, Aaron Riley, a not expert on comic books, that came here and gave commentary on Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
And Keaton Goss, an expert on Flash, who explained the Phoenix Force to us.
He did do that.
Yeah.
He did it really well, too.
No, yes, he did. No, Speed Force.
Not the Phoenix Force. Speed Force.
Keaton will almost certainly be back.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome him. Please come back. He
knows these things a lot of well, too.
Yeah,
he does.
He honestly puts you to shame, though, Hayden.
Me?
Yeah, he uses so much better descriptions than you.
Hey, you
do.
Know what? I'm just the life of the party. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, pew pew.
Stop, girl.
Your Speed Force explanation is terrible.
Nah.
If you want to know more about Black Panther and Swamp Thing specifically, if you go to episode 4 or 19 for Black Panther, we go over his origins and his powers. And if you go to episode 3 or 20 part 2, then we go over Swamp Thing's origin and powers.
Thanks for the references there.
Yes. Aaron. I made sure to write it down.
We do.
I just wanted to shout this out. Okay, I'm not going to tell you how many downloads. Sorry for hitting my mic there. I'm not going to tell you how many downloads we had, because that's personal information.
Yes.
But
he's been telling everyone.
We have had 79% of our listens of all of our episodes, not counting the one we're listening to right now, we're recording right now, have come from the United States.
Yeah.
11% from Germany.
Oh, hey.
You know what's really weird?
Really popular.
That 11% from Germany is over the last 2 days. Yeah.
Well, hello, Germany.
Dude, shout out to Germany.
We have been to your country.
We have.
Yeah,
we have.
Yeah. Y'all are influencers on this.
Aaron has not.
I'm not left to the United States.
Yeah, he's lame.
9% 9% from France.
Dude, heck yeah.
And then
France.
One person listened to one episode in Singapore, Belgium,
nice.
The UK,
ooh.
And Nigeria.
Wow.
Go all of those guys.
Way mm-hmm. to go for the mm-hmm. diversity here.
Yeah.
Go all of them.
And if you want to go to cities with the most listens, a whole 13% of our total listens is from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Shout out Columbus, Ohio.
Dude, go Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you for listening to us ramble about superheroes.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Really appreciate it. Hope you come back to the YouTube channel.
Please do.
And
we'll also
of course, yeah,
well,
it'll be a podcast,
it'll
audio
still,
podcast
yeah,
as
we'll still
well.
Do that part.
We'll give y'all options.
Yeah, 12% from San Jose, 10% from Washington, 9% from Clichy.
Isn't San Jose
in France?
The person in San Jose, isn't that the person that's really consistent?
They listen to it first every time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. One day,
really appreciate
we're
that.
We're gonna have you guys like message us so we can give you like proper shout outs like with your name and stuff.
We could do a Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Patreon actually. I just haven't told anybody about it.
What?
Oh.
Anyways, 6%, 38 listens from Gunshausen, in Bavaria.
Yeah.
It's 37 listens from Dallas.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wait, no.
No.
we don't live
we
there.
Don't know
no,
where
we
that
don't.
Is.
Ah.
Hey,
where
why
is
you
Dallas?
Give us away?
Dallas, Georgia?
Dallas, Mississippi?
That was the worst catch I've ever seen.
26 listens from Berlin.
Germany?
Been to Berlin.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I like Berlin a lot.
I like.
Hayden's a terrible stuff. Liar.
Thank museums you, Berlin. 16 listens from North Shores or Norton Shores, Michigan.
Museums in Berlin, though, lit.
Yeah, the museums in Berlin, fire. Love it. Need more.
Yes.
16 listens from Gilbert, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Shout out Gilbert, Arizona.
Shout out Gilbert.
No.
We don't know that guy.
No.
16 listens from Flagamy, Florida.
Wow.
15 listens from Seattle. 14 from Star City, Arkansas, and Mountain View, California.
Star City is in like a...
Nope. Work. Nope. Nope.
Aaron. Can we turn his mic off?
Aaron's? Or mine?
No, Aaron's.
I can. But he's petting Feeny at the moment. He's not really saying anything.
Watch it.
We got 14 listens from... Okay. 13 listens from Ashburn. 11 from Boardman, Oregon. 7 from Hamilton, Ohio. 6 from some town called Amarillo. 4 from Little Rock and Hilliard, Ohio. 3 from Chicago and Rancho Cucamonga. I'm sorry that it took me a minute to say Cucamonga.
It's probably not right.
It's Cucamonga. Cucamonga. Mm-hmm. Cucamonga. Two listens from Bridgeton, Centennial, Findlay, Philadelphia, Big Bear City, Kirkland, Baltimore, Orlando, Harrisburg, Ridgeland, Largo, another town called Lubbock, I think, Baton Rouge, Sikeson, Missouri. Okay, one listen. This is going to be a long list, just so you know. Just get ready.
Are you really going to?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're a small podcast, and everybody who listened to an episode ever... We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
So yes, we really do. I'm going to say every single one of these cities or one person has listened to us.
Yes.
So just bear with me here, okay? All right. We got Lagos, Fayetteville, Pleasantville.
Lagos, Nigeria?
Yeah.
Dude, heck yeah.
Told you that earlier. We had one listen from Nigeria.
I forgot about that. Featured in Civil War.
Pleasantville, Missouri City, West Sacramento, Roswell, Brandon... That's Roswell, Georgia. Brandon, Florida. Huber Heights. Tacoma. Atlanta. Knoxville. Lamita. Frankfurt. Is in Germany.
Yeah.
West Melbourne. Mason, Ohio. East Northport. Spring Valley. Kensington. Houston. Cave Springs. Brooklyn. Westerly. Oviedo. Singapore. Orinda. Linton Hall. Spring Valley. Damascus. Maryland. Frederick, Newburgh, Leuven, Flanders. Farragut, Las Vegas, Irving, Texas. Port St. Lucie, Slidell, Carrollton. Griffin, Humble, Austin, Warner Robins, La Presa, LaRange, Swansboro, Blackheath, Alhambra, Mableton, Gainesville, Brentwood, Lakeland, Bowling Green, Longview, Plainview, New York, and New York. Granger, okay. Indiana.
Wow. That took you a
Thank
really long time.
Absolutely all of you
Thank
for coming
you
in.
For listening to us. We hope that you stay with us as we come back in a couple months.
And go on to the next season.
And on to our next season with a brand new tournament, brand
and
new characters.
Brand new channel.
And a brand new channel.
Yes, a brand new channel. Please go to YouTube.
Yep. Nerdiment.
Nerdiment.
On YouTube.
We will also link it because mm-hmm. I know it's hard to find things on YouTube mm-hmm. when they're just brand new. So we'll also link it. But yeah.
You guys want to say anything before the end of this season?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank all of y'all for coming in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for agreeing to do the podcast every episode. It's 50 something episodes. It hasn't been easy.
Thank you for thinking my voice matters.
You're welcome.
Even if you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
I pay attention.
Anyways. Wait, save it until we're off air. Okay. We're ending this on a good note.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Aaron, you're good.
We hope to see everybody back next season. I mean, we're not taking the episodes down or anything, so if you just miss us that much, you can just re-listen.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere. So yeah, it's been real, you guys. Black Panther is your is season one winner,
all time champion,
all two time champion. He's not gonna win next one, okay?
So far,
I guarantee you, he's not gonna win
we
next season.
Know.
We should just answer.
Yeah,
him.
Just answer him at the last one,
dude.
last seed.
My God, no.
At the end, I'm just gonna say he wins just for fun.
Yeah. Okay, so Black Panther.
I'm holding you to that.
We will see you all in a few months.
Yeah. See you all in a few months with our next season.
Yes.
Catch you in a few months.
Have a good month and a half or 2 months
just
or
say
whatever.
Bye.
Whenever.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye all.